This is Fresh Air. Most Americans are shocked by the spreading violence across the country, but my guest, rap music star Ice-T, is not. Ice-T is from South Central LA, where the rioting first broke out. His lyrics are about gangs and street violence. He co-starred in the movie New Jack City as a renegade undercover cop trying to bust a crack house. But on his new record, Body Count, he has a track called Cop Killer, about someone who has a gun and is ready to use it on a cop. The lyrics include words that aren't usually used on the radio. The chorus is, F the police for Daryl Gates, F the police for Rodney King. Cop killer! Cop killer! Cop killer! Cop killer! Cop killer!
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Cop killer!
Good choice.
Cop killer!
I'm a mother...
Cop killer!
Cop killer! Better you than me. Cop killer! Police brutality! Cop killer! I know your mama's grieving!
Cop killer!
But tonight we get even!
We called Ice-T to talk about his inflammatory lyrics and his reaction to the rioting in L.A. I asked him what he's thinking about now as he watches his neighborhood go up in flames.
Well, it's a sad sight, you know. It's, you know, I saw a lot of places that I grew up around burned down. But at the same time, it's something that I predicted, you know. I knew it was going to happen sooner or later. And I'm not surprised at all.
Have you been out on the streets in the past couple of days?
Yeah, I've been out there, and I have nothing but love out there. I go out there, I walk right amongst the people. They're like, what's up, Ice? You know, I cannot stop them. The only person that could have stopped them was the person that would have got in there and got that guilty verdict, you know?
So what have you been doing on the streets?
Just hanging out, talking, asking them to be careful, telling them to watch out for these National Guards. Just, you know, it's my neighborhood. You know, I'm not afraid because it's my people. And when I was up here in Hollywood cooling out, the gay people were rolling through Hollywood, Queer Nation, about 3,000 of them. And they were like, get with us, you know, and they're up here mad. See, the problem with this is America was not prepared for so many people to be so angry. They were used to just being able to do something to somebody black, and everybody else said it's okay. But the campuses, the schools, and people are afraid. My attitude is, if you weren't prepared for this, if you didn't think it was going to happen, or if you were at all surprised, then it's your fault.
Were you in a gang before you before you rapped?
Yeah.
What was the worst that you did in a gang in terms of violence against a
Whatever,
person?
Whatever, you know, everything happens in a gang.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you know, the day before this riot jumped off, the gangs in L.A. had called a truce. And that was you got no national publicity for that. The Crips and the Bloods were hugging each other on TV. There were people that, you know, and that's like, okay, well, the gang stopped. I mean, that was the biggest thing that happened in my life, was to see that happen. And then the next day, and you know, the problem is, if these National Guards go into that neighborhood and they start shooting, it's not going to be like they're going to be rounding up people from Omaha, Nebraska. They got hardened people down there. These kids been at war for the last 15 years. And now they're together. They're going to run into some serious bloodshed down there.
Let me ask you about your rap Cop Killer, which is about a character who's got his gun and is going to kill a cop. And the chorus is, die, 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 pig, die, F the police. Is that a rap that's supposed to be advocating people going out into the streets and doing that?
No, it's just a rap that lets you know that under certain situations, you will push people to that attitude.
I don't understand what you mean.
Okay. Before this record came out, before this riot happened, you might have thought that there was one person who thought like that. Now you're seeing the people out there who have that attitude. It's a rap that says, listen to me. The record goes, I got my ski mask on, I got my black shirt on, I got my black gloves on. This shit has been too long. I got my 12 gauge sawed off, got my headlights turned off. And then the chorus is, cop killer's better you than me. Cop killer, police brutality. It's a record about rebellion against police brutality. It's a guy who said, I am not going to allow you to whoop on me. And if that's what it takes, then that's what it takes, because they are killing us out there. And when they kill us, they do not go to jail. A cop gets laid off for murdering somebody. They don't go to jail. Why?
So do you feel that your record is encouraging people to take to the streets? And do you want it to have an effect?
Nobody's listening to my record at this point. This is beyond my record. That record was just somebody, I'm letting you, I gave you warning. That record was warning, you know. I mean, I can almost answer every question like, refer to album 3, track 1. Buy the Iceberg album and listen to album 3, track 1, and I told you there was going to be martial law. You know, if you listen to the song Body Count, I say, what does a brother got to do to get a message through? You know, you try to ban the AK, I got 10 of them stashed with a case of hand grenades. The tension mounts.
But
up to now, it was just a record, and it was Ice-T running his mouth. But now you're seeing it's real. It's like, I don't even have to do nothing now. I can just sit back and, you know, on some old Nostradamus stuff and just watch it all unveil. I predicted it all. I predict this riot to continue all over the United States for at least another week.
Okay, so you feel like your records are predicting it, but on the other hand, you know, you could say that your records are helping to incite it.
I could care less, because I want to see the people rise up. I'm tired of America being cowards. I'm tired of America being cowards. I mean, I'm not just a rapper. Rapping is something that I do. But I'm more of a person who really is sincerely mad at this system and how it's been treating people. I got brothers in jail for 4 years for an ounce of weed. For an ounce of weed. You know, people I ain't seen.
What have the cops done to you that you see them as the enemy?
Put me in jail, killed a couple of my friends, beat me, harassed me. Looked me in my eyes because I'm in my car and told me to get over, put me on the side of the road, laid me down the street like a punk. All that has to do is happen to you once and you'll hate them. You know, I live it. You know, if you're not from L.A., you don't understand the Gestapo force of police that they have in L.A. They're not humans. You know, I just think white America or upper class don't even have any way of understanding the injustices that go on in the ghetto. And until you do, it's just a waste of my time explaining it to you. Do you have anybody in prison, any friends?
Actually, I don't.
I got buddies on death row. I get phone calls every day from them. You know what I'm saying? On death row. And they ain't killed nobody.
Well, do you think that taking to the streets and burning down stores and carrying guns is like a really good solution to the problem?
Is that how we had the first American Revolution, where we broke away from the British? Ain't that how we did it? Ain't that how they do it in the Persian Gulf? Ain't that how they did it in Panama? Isn't that how a revolution takes place?
By destroying your own neighborhood? Not exactly.
Well, they're moving to Beverly Hills right now. They just hit Beverly Center last night. It ain't their own neighborhood. You know, it'll be your neighborhood next. It's going down. Going down.
That was rap music star Ice-T.